I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Lung cancer is diagnosed and treated in more advanced stages of disease in Black individuals in South Carolina. Dr. Marvella Ford is here to talk about efforts to increase lung cancer screening and earlier diagnosis and treatment of lung cancer in all populations in our state. Dr. Ford is a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences, and she's Associate Director of Population Science and Cancer Disparities at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Ford, give us more details about what's going on regarding disparities in diagnosing and treating lung cancer in diverse populations in our state.
African Americans have the highest lung cancer incidence in our state compared to other racial and ethnic groups, and unfortunately, often do not have access to lung cancer screening at the same rates as other groups. And for this reason, African American men have the highest lung cancer mortality or death rates of all groups. This is something that is preventable, and that's why the Hollings Cancer Center is working with several other universities across the country to address this problem.
Why is there this sort of delay in catching lung cancer, and what can be done about this problem?
There is a delay in catching lung cancer primarily because of lack of access to lung cancer screening among Black, rural, and medically underserved populations. Therefore, if we increase access to lung cancer screening by making it more widely available to people and helping to guide them to screening, we can help to improve lung cancer treatment outcomes by diagnosing the cancer earlier and subsequently reducing lung cancer mortality rates and reducing disparities in these rates.
And what sort of difference does it really make, Dr. Ford, in outcomes just for patients in general when lung cancer is diagnosed and treated in the earliest stages?
The earlier the lung cancer is detected, the higher the survival rate. So if the lung cancer is detected at a localized stage, there's a 63% five-year survival rate. If it's detected at a distant stage, there's a 7% five-year survival rate.
I understand Hollings Cancer Center recently received a grant from the Stand Up to Cancer nonprofit that will focus on lung cancer disparities. Tell us about what's being developed with this funding.
Our Stand Up to Cancer grant is in partnership with Virginia Commonwealth University and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Our project has two aims. The first aim is to initiate and evaluate a high-impact multimodal and multi-level navigation intervention to promote lung cancer screening among Black people in our three states. And these are people who are from both rural and urban medically underserved communities in our states. The second aim is to develop a biomarker of early lung cancer. And this would revolutionize lung cancer screening. It would allow us to administer a blood test. And through the blood test, we would be able to identify people who are at risk of developing lung cancer in the future.
Dr. Ford, thanks for providing this information about addressing disparities related to lung cancer.
Thank you for having me and for having this focus on lung cancer screening.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.